The beautiful brick building at the corner of First Avenue and First Street in Minneapolis's Warehouse District is an active part of the city's history. For 30 years, the audiences that it hosted were captivated by the boundary-pushing productions of Theatre de la Jeune Lune. When Peter Ramesh bought the building after Jeune Lune dimmed its lights, he knew he had to keep the place lively. Now, in addition to being renamed Aria, the building is active in a different way. It vibrates and clangs, hums and whistles, as the site of a new installation called Playing the Building.
It's pleasantly loud in here.
That's David Byrne, creator of Playing the Building, and perhaps best known as frontman of the new wave band The Talking Heads. In Playing the Building, acoustic devices are attached to the building's infrastructure. Motors vibrate against girders. Air blows across pipe openings, and mallets strike walls and metal panels. These are attached by long wires to a centrally located, refurbished antique organ. Members of the public can operate the organ, controlling the motors, pipes, and strikers, literally playing the building. I caught up with the team that created Playing the Building on November 5th, 2012, the day that it opened in Minneapolis. Here is Ramesh, who owns the building.
I hope that people come out and really do play the building.
Byrne thought this wouldn't be a problem in the Twin Cities.
There's a sense that if you do something like this here, people will come to it. That they're not surprised by stuff like this happening in their city. They kind of expect it.
And what does Byrne hope that people will take away from the experience?
The kind of democratization of themselves as musicians or creative people or whatever. They sit down and they realize that we're all, that it kind of levels the playing field. Everybody's as good as everybody else, and that's kind of a big deal. In other places, you'd have people coming in the door and going, oh, I can't play it, I'm not a musician. And then they'd see kids and, you know, all sorts of people sitting down and kind of hammering away at it, and they'd realize, oh, I don't have to be.
Justin Downs, one of the project's engineers, talked about what it's like when people come in to play for the first time.
You know, some people try to compose or something, and that's usually boring, but some people just sit down and you know, you can see that kind of slow process of discovery in their eyes, where they kind of mess with it and then they get it, you know, and then they can actually kind of, you know, play, you know, We Will Rock You or something, and they light up.
When I was at the installation during its opening week, there are plenty of people trying their hand at playing the building.
Trying to figure out which key is going where.
It's a very unique experience.
Yes.
I mean, it'd be really nice to get really good with it and know how to throw things around the room. But it's kind of neat just to be surprised, too, and you have to do something with it.
I was trying to find the most obnoxious sound I could find.
I feel like I'm being successful playing the piano, and I'm not sure that I've ever felt that way before.
Playing the Building will be open in Minneapolis until December 4th. For more information, you can go to www.ariamples.com and click on Playing the Building. For KFAI, I'm Jessica Lehman.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.